Mississippi, Section 2, Georgia's Climate and Weather. As you read, look for the difference between climate and weather, different types of weather phenomena, how climate has affected our state's development, terms, climate, weather, precipitation, drought, tornado, hurricane. People sometimes confuse climate and weather. Climate refers to the average weather and patterns of weather of a region over a long period of time. Weather refers to the day-to-day conditions and changes in the atmosphere. While weather varies constantly, the climate of an area remains much the same. The climate of a region influences the types of homes built, the types of industries that develop, the clothing people wear, and even what crops are grown. Georgia's climate is temperate, which means it seldom has extremes of weather. Winters are cool but mild compared to more northern areas of the country. However, a dip in the jet stream can sometimes bring cold Arctic air to the state. The mountains in the north usually have snowfall a few days each year, but a snow event is very unusual in the southern half of the state. The mountains usually have a freeze by October, but by April, their freezing weather is over. In the central part of the state, freezes occur from mid-November through mid-March. Spring brings mild temperatures and a burst of green leaves and blooming flowers, including dogwoods and azaleas. Summers can be very warm and humid, although rarely as hot as the American Southwest, where desert land is dominant. Leaves of gold, orange, and red bring color to autumn in many areas of the state. They are especially brilliant in the mountains. Precipitation. Precipitation, rain, snow, sleet, or hail, is important to the state. Normal rainfall varies depending on the geographic region of the state. The Northeast mountainous region averages over 60 inches. As that rain flows down from the mountains, it forms the streams and rivers that carry water to the areas south. Just south of the mountains, an average of 50 to 60 inches falls. In the central Piedmont region, 40 to 50 inches fall. Southern Georgia usually has more rainfall than central Georgia. Sometimes rainfall comes from thunderstorms that rumble through an area, bringing lightning strikes and even hail. Georgia's rainfall allows for agriculture in much of the state, and the many rivers and streams provide drinking water, transportation, and electric power. The importance of normal rainfall becomes clear to Georgia's people when the state goes through one of its periodic droughts. A drought is a prolonged period of dry weather. With less rain, the water levels of rivers, streams, lakes, and ponds go down. The amount of groundwater also decreases. In the past, long droughts came to Georgia about every 40 years, lasting for 2 to 3 years. More recently, the time between droughts has fallen to about 25 years. Rains in the spring and fall of 2009 began to relieve the most recent serious drought in many parts of the state. Page 22. Tornadoes. Although Georgia has a mild climate, it is also subject to two extreme forms of weather, tornadoes and hurricanes. When warm air meets cool air, a rotation can begin, leading to a tornado. According to the National Weather Service, the state has about 6 days a year in which tornadoes occur. Tornadoes are rotating, funnel-shaped columns of air that reach down to the ground from storm clouds. About 70% of tornadoes have winds less than 110 miles an hour, but the most deaths are caused by tornadoes whose winds reach over 200 miles an hour. The Fujita scale is used to estimate the power of a tornado based on the damage it caused. About 20 tornadoes hit Georgia in a year. the largest number in the southwest and west central areas of the state. In Georgia and in the southeastern United States, tornadoes are most likely to occur in the spring months of March through May, with April having the strongest and the highest number of tornadoes. However, tornadoes can occur any time of the year. Late afternoon and early evening bring the most tornadoes, but they can happen at any time of the day. Tornadoes are often accompanied by dangerous lightning and sometimes hail, those pieces of ice that can be anywhere from the size of peas to the size of baseballs. Page 23. Georgia's deadliest tornado occurred in April 1939 in Gainesville in Hall County. It happened at 8:15 a.m. as children went to school and adults went to work. Two tornadoes actually met and merged into one. Directly hitting the downtown, the tornado cost the town 203 of its citizens. Tornadoes still kill Georgians, but the use of the Doppler radar that we see on television has helped save lives. With early warning, people can seek shelter in interior rooms or underground until a tornado passes. Hurricanes. Georgia is also hit occasionally by tropical storms and hurricanes. Tropical storms can turn into hurricanes if their wind speed increases. These types of storms consist of a large area of wind rotating around a calm center called an eye. Large rotating storms are known as cyclones. In the Pacific, these storms are called typhoons. Those in the Atlantic are known as hurricanes. Hurricanes also have heavy rains and storm surge, water that is pushed toward the coast by the strong winds. Hurricanes that affect Georgia begin in the tropical area of the Atlantic Ocean, Caribbean Sea, or Gulf of Mexico. Storms are named when their winds reach tropical storm strength. A tropical storm has winds of 39 to 73 miles an hour. A hurricane must have winds of at least 74 miles an hour. The Saffir-Simpson Hurricane Scale classifies hurricanes according to the damage and flooding they may cause upon landfall. The severity of hurricanes is measured on a scale of 1 to 5. Major hurricanes are considered to be Category 3 or above, with winds of at least 111 miles an hour. Hurricane Katrina, which struck the Gulf Coast in 2005 and devastated the city of New Orleans, was a Category 4 storm, with wind gusts up to 140 miles an hour. As of 2010, coastal Georgia had not had a major hurricane come ashore along its coast in over a century. In the early 20th century, however, four minor hurricanes did hit Savannah. Georgia's neighbors, North and South Carolina and Florida, have not been so lucky. Hurricanes that make landfall and cut a path across the land gradually lose wind speed, but that can take several days. Georgia has watched and worried that hurricanes might come directly to the state, and it has designated evacuation routes for coastal areas that citizens can access at georgia911.org. Other weather events. Hurricanes that hit nearby states can bring serious weather events to Georgia. Hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean can cause high tides or even storm surge. Both can wash away part of a beach. Hurricanes can also cause tornadoes to form, although those tornadoes do not usually produce lightning or hail. The danger of tornadoes can go on for days as a hurricane makes its way across the land. Flooding is also a major problem with the rains from hurricanes. Even minor hurricanes and tropical storms can bring heavy rains. For example, Tropical Storm Alberto hit Florida in 1994. It moved up into West Georgia and eventually dumped heavy rains that caused flooding all the way from the mountains in the north to the coastal plain in the south. Other geographic events that affect some areas of the country are not major threats to our state. For example, Georgia is fortunate that it is not subject to volcanoes or major earthquakes. There are mild rumbles from time to time, and Georgians occasionally feel the effects of earthquakes whose epicenters are at a distance from the state. In 1886, a serious earthquake in Charleston, South Carolina, caused damage in Georgia. In general, however, Georgians can enjoy the state's diverse and beautiful geography and climate with fewer major destructive events than many areas of the world. Development and climate. Georgia's climate has affected its development. The temperate climate helped determine the type of trees and plants that grew in the state and the types of animals that lived here. For example, in Georgia's early history, the large deer population made trade in their skins a business for early settlers. With its winters milder and shorter than more northern states, crops that required longer growing seasons were possible. Georgia also receives enough rain for growing crops. That meant that, for much of its history, Georgia has been an agricultural state with crops such as tobacco, cotton, and in the coastal areas, rice. Even when Georgia began to develop industry in the 1800s, it was related to the crops that Georgia's climate supported. The heat and humidity of Georgia's summer made life more difficult for the early Europeans who came here because they were not used to such high temperatures. But the other aspects of the climate attracted them. By the late 1800s, wealthy people from the north began to vacation in Georgia, not in the summer, but during the mild winters. Here they could escape the heavy freezes and snows of the north. With the invention of air conditioning, Georgia became an easier place to live any time of year. The population has continued to grow, with many new businesses moving to the state. Americans have migrated to the state from other regions of the United States, and immigrants have come to Georgia from other countries. Reviewing the section, 1. Define precipitation, drought, tornado, hurricane. 2. How are climate and weather different? 3. Why is Georgia's climate said to be temperate?